Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
I had a good Monday, or I was having a good Monday. Went on a run this morning. I was getting some podcast work done for the next project we're going to be dropping here.
Getting that oxygen flowing to the back of the brain.
That's good. Man. Let's go. I had like a healthy lunch. Okay. Like I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Some of these New Year's resolutions I got a little late starting on. But between your start of the show and like some people on social media with, please, by all means, explain to me, give me some constructive criticism, and all they can do is be jerks about it, I'm now not in a good mood anymore. Okay? Like I just had this one guy on social media, this guy named Jeff, and he tweets at me, oh, I guess it's an OOM. Oh, he's got a little acronym for it. Obnoxious Ovia's Monday. Seems to be every Monday. Well, how is it any different than Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? What makes Monday? What makes me more obnoxious on a Monday than Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Jeff, show me the work, okay? I got some jabroni on Facebook. Guy's name is Carter. Without fail. Dennis, I know you see it because you're on Facebook because you have the same admin privileges I do. Mm-hmm. Like twice a week on things that aren't even related to the show. Dude leaves a comment. Jovius is the worst. Okay, cool. Explain. Just telling me I'm terrible does nothing. It doesn't accomplish anything. Okay? Nothing. If there are legitimate gripes with the show, I would love to hear them. If I'm being obnoxious, explain to me how I'm being obnoxious. Show your work. This guy, Carter, do you have another hobby? Or is it just, I'm going to go on Facebook twice a week and say how Joe Ovius sucks or take that radio show off the air? Buddy, the show's been on the air for almost 3 years. If the show was going to get canceled, it would have been canceled by now. Okay? I'm just saying. Joe, you and I both know if it was going to get canceled, it would have been canceled by now. But it hasn't been canceled. Have you stopped and wondered why it hasn't been canceled yet? You ever stop and think that? There's a reason why they keep putting us on the air, why my key card still works. Have you ever thought about that? Must be the official's fault.
Home field advantage.
No, it's what it is. No, it's totally what it is. It's the official's fault. You know, because I'm getting all the calls. That's why I'm still on the radio. I'm still doing this because the officials clearly want my work to get to the Super Bowl. That's what it is. Like Patrick Mahomes. Clearly the fix is in. The NFL doesn't want Joe Burrow to flourish and overcome Patrick Mahomes. Joe, I was in a good mood today.
Unrelated, one of my favorite stories from today.
Yeah.
The ACC football schedules are coming out tonight.
Oh, jeez.
On the ACC network.
Yeah.
And Mac Brown, in a press conference today, had talked about how the schedule is unfair. He's not allowed to say why.
What?
But he was just saying, you'll see it. You'll know it when you see it. And it has me. At first, I'm sitting here thinking, well, it's the first year of divisionless football.
Right.
Then I said to myself, please tell me they're playing Clemson. Please tell me they're yes. They're playing Clemson. They're playing Clemson on the road as well, by the way. So I'm just kind of curious now.
Yeah,
I
want to know.
My spidey senses are tingling. Yeah. I know it involves Clemson.
Yeah.
Not to pick on you in your moment of vulnerability here, but you have told me that, you know, oh, the divisions, that didn't matter. None of that mattered. It was harder to win the Coastal than it is the Atlantic. So
it was, actually.
It just kind of makes me laugh.
Yeah, it was harder to win the Coastal.
I just can't wait to see what the unfair thing is.
No, I'm with you. No, I'm with you on this.
I'm guaranteeing you, and it somehow involves the game in Death Valley.
I am with you in that anything is
maybe they
look...
don't have a bye week. Maybe they have a Thursday after a Saturday. Something like that.
What it is.
That shouldn't, you know, they should do away with that, by the way. The Pac-12 made a rule that you can't play on short rest like that. So I am now just genuinely curious how North Carolina was treated unfairly by the ACC.
Hey, look, you know, this is where you create your own storylines and chips on your shoulder, and that's ultimately what I was getting to here.
Could be what he's doing.
That's ultimately what I was getting to here. There seemed to be a pushback on, like, everybody wanted to give Joe Burrow and Cincinnati credit for creating adversity out of nothing, okay? Like, Cincinnati used and was applauded for turning the neutral site AFC championship game potential that they were already selling tickets as some sort of slight against them. They were already selling tickets? Well, send in the refunds. Remember, that's what Joe Burrow said, and it was an iconic moment for Joe Burrow. So when the Chiefs find a way to find motivation, people have this attitude of, psh, man, you guys are creating something out of nothing, blah, 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 blah. Here's Patrick Mahomes, right, who talked about how they had a chip on their shoulder going into this game.
Yeah, I think guys were probably the most pumped up I'd seen them going into a football game. A lot of trash talk coming from a lot of different places. I think no one picked us to win. If so, it was like 5% of people. We think we've built up enough respect to have a chance to go out and win every game. So whenever you feel like you're the underdog, when you're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, it gets guys ready to go.
You scoffed at that, Joe. You scoffed at that.
The money moves all the way to the Chiefs being a favorite by kickoff. So I don't know. The no one picked this. Again, use whatever you want.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Go back to The Last Dance, where LeBradford Smith to this day has no idea what Michael Jordan was talking about in a game where he scored 40 points on him in a quarter. Right. So it's he completely
That's
fabricated
what I took it. Personal.
He completely fabricated the slight.
But here's
but
where
that is also completely fabricating a slight. No one picked us. Only 5%. No, dude, come on. People pick you. Here's my problem with the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And here's my problem with you kind of sticking up for the Chiefs, if you will. Stop me if you've heard it. If you're about that life, be about that life.
Of course.
That's the fifth year in a row you've hosted the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
You let the carcass of Tom Brady beat you in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You lost last year to the Bengals,
mm-hmm.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
who beat you three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the team that lost to the Bengals three games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody made that up.
Yeah.
That wasn't fiction. You're the team that lost. So don't sit here and act like you've run roughshod over people. You haven't.
Mm-hmm.
When you do, you get the respect of the teams who run roughshod. Until you do that, though, you're not about that life. All right? So don't give me.
I didn't realize getting five championship games being about that life.
It's the regular season. It's how you position yourself in the regular season.
I'm just saying.
That's fine. No. You don't make your money in the regular season. You make your money in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay? You won a Super Bowl, right? Everyone loved you. Then the next year you get back, and quite frankly, what happened against Tommy and the carcass of Tommy,
mm-hmm.
who wasn't good that year, by the way.
No,
Where Giselle, mm-hmm. you know, did whatever Giselle did.
Yeah.
And Gronkowski and Antonio Brown and the whole crew, the whole band got back together for one game. So don't give me don't act like you didn't participate in the losses to Cincinnati. You did. Don't act like, oh, we're on some sort of historic run here. You're not.
I mean, they are going to their third Super Bowl in four seasons.
Awesome. You need to win this one, okay? You want to be talked about as a great win. Keep winning and stop whinging. More winning, less whinging.
Well, do you think there would be, quote-unquote, whinging if people did not try to set up this idea that Patrick Mahomes isn't the best quarterback in the league?
Well, that's a completely separate conversation.
Well, I get
that they get intermingled.
I do think
but
they get intermingled, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on with Harry Douglas, ESPN Radio, because I do think the underlying issue here is that we're really quick to want to give somebody else that crown and not appreciate what the hell Patrick Mahomes has done the last 5 years. We'll talk about that with Harry Douglas next.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that $1 million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text TIM to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text TIM to 600-700 for that deal.
Let's go to the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. Welcome on from ESPN Radio, ESPN, and an ACC legend, Harry Douglas, joining us now. Harry, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, fellas. Thank y'all for bringing me on, and I'm happy to join you, too.
All right, so what was your biggest takeaway from conference championship Sunday?
My biggest takeaway is the quarterback position and the pass rushing situation have to be at the forefront of every football team.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a chance to win in this league, you have to get the quarterback right. But most importantly, you got to have a guy that can disrupt things for any opposing team quarterback. And that's what I've seen in the Philadelphia Eagles. Also seen it with the Hassan Reddick and company.
Mm-hmm.
And also seen it with Chris Jones for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then from a quarterback perspective, you look at a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who was phenomenal yesterday going into the game with a high ankle sprain, but he reminded us all that he's the best quarterback in the National Football League, and that hasn't changed, and it's not changing anytime soon. But we also seen with the San Francisco 49ers, what not having a quarterback would do to you.
Yeah, they were down to Christian McCaffrey and potential. I mean, they even changed his helmet, for heaven's sake. I thought we were going to get some true CMC doing it all wildcat formations for the San Francisco 49ers. And yeah, and that was my biggest takeaway too. It's the difference between what Patrick Mahomes can do with a bunch of injured players, a bunch of injured skill position guys. I mean, we saw a former NC State wide receiver who barely did anything while he was here and he transfers out, having key catches from Patrick Mahomes and Valdez-Scantling. And then you can have all the playmakers on San Francisco side of the ball, whether it's Kittle, it's CMC, it's Debo. And if you have somebody to throw it forward, it's going to be a long day for you. It's a real long day for you. It's incredible what Patrick Mahomes was able to do yesterday.
And, Joe, you want to know what's funny? When Patrick Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill in the offseason, I actually said on numerous other occasions that as long as they have number 15, they're okay. Plus, they never lost their number one. Travis Kelce's always been their number one.
Yeah.
The number one was still intact. But you look at last night when Kadarius Toney goes down, Juju Smith-Schuster goes down, and also Miko Harman goes down because his pelvis is aggravated again. And Patrick Mahomes and MVS, Valdez Scantley stepped up tremendously. Kelce was going to always be Kelce. But Pacheco out of the backfield, who's a rookie, 5 catches for 59 yards. You know, Sky Moore, who was a second-round draft pick, who hasn't had a phenomenal rookie season, had to make some catches. So I just thought that when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, you're going to be okay as a team.
Harry Douglas, ESPN, joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. That's Joe Ovius. I'm Joe Giglio. Your takeaway wasn't about the Empire State Building being lit green for the Eagles, Harry?
No,
I think you're in New York, aren't you?
No. I understand what New York is doing. They want to win them. They haven't seen, especially in the playoff level. They just want to be a part of something that's going to be involved in winning. That's all.
I always tell Ovius, you know, he would never make it in New York, but this is like proof that the city's gone soft, isn't it? That they're lighting something for the Eagles?
It was predetermined. It was predetermined.
I don't care if it was predetermined. It's garbage.
So no lie. So our producer, Devin Kane, is a huge Giants fan, and he was so salty. But you know me, I was messing with him the entire show. I mean, we're telling the Giants to beat the Eagles, and we won't have to deal with it. Tell the Jets to make it to the playoffs. We won't have to deal with this and be successful.
During the NCAA tournament, Harry, we talk about bracket luck. The Eagles playing the Niners with no quarterback and the Giants after they turned into a pumpkin at Cinderella hit midnight there. What do you think of the path that the Eagles have had to the Super Bowl?
Well, number one, they earned the number one seed. So they did what they had to do in the regular season to earn that first round bye, and then they faced the Giants. Listen, you only can play the schedule that you're dealt. And when we look at it, it's not like a lot of people think the NFC East schedule was easy. Not a lot of those teams, I think three of their teams were ranked in the top 10 of strength of schedule. But they played what they had to play, but they also showed you when it's time to play with the big boys, they're going to put them across their lap and spank them and take them to the woodshed too as well.
Harry Douglas joining us here on the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovius. He's with ESPN and ESPN Radio. All right, so we have the Super Bowl set. I think the storyline between now and the next 2 weeks is going to be the health status of the Chiefs, right? I mean, I'm sure the Chiefs will use this bulletin board material, which we'll get to in a second. But, I mean, if the Eagles come into this thing healthy, and it kind of ties into how they kind of got here, I can't imagine that the Chiefs, not at 100%, are going, not that they're not going to have a chance in this game, but I almost feel like it's a little too much, especially against that Eagles defense.
Well, especially if they go into this game hampered and you're not going to be able to have certain guys. But I've never counted on Andy Reid and the job he's been able to do, not just only with the Kansas City Chiefs this year, but throughout his career when he was in Philly first and now with the Kansas City Chiefs. And people just love playing for him. And you look at the coaches that he's been able to develop, not just players, but coaches as well, who went on to become head coaches in the National Football League as well. But the Eagles are such – they're such a complete team. It's going to be hard to beat them. I just wouldn't bet against a guy named Patrick Mahomes.
I'm with you. Harry Douglas joining us here on the OG. That's Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovius. Okay. We used to do radio with a former college head coach, Steve Logan. He was at ECU, but he also spent time in the NFL as a coordinator. And he always said that after a loss, especially something like in the playoffs, that a locker room could be like a war zone, okay? And I got to imagine that would happen with Joe Tsai after the unsportsmanlike that essentially cost him the game, that there could be some heated exchanges. So what is that like behind the scenes, and how quickly do players kind of get over it and move on?
I'll be honest with you. I thought what Jermaine Pratt did last night was BS. I've never experienced that in 10 years I played in the National Football League. I never experienced that when I was in college either or growing up playing Little League, because Joseph Tsai gave his all in that game. He tried to do everything in his power to help his team win, and there were more than just that play that cost the Cincinnati Bengals that ball game. There are multiple moments. And like I just told someone a few minutes ago, why didn't he go to the offensive line and yell at them for not blocking for Joe Burrow? Why is he just pointing out Joseph Tsai? And I love that B.J. Hill was sitting right there beside him during his interviews, comforting him and letting him know that he had his back 110%.
Harry Douglas, ESPN, joining us here on the Heathrow Automotive Group Hotline. That's Joe Ovius. I'm Joe Giglio. All right, Harry, I can't go this long without a Bobby Petrino story.
Listen, that's my guy. Bobby P is my guy, and I tell you this. I learned mental toughness to another level. I thought I had it pat down, but I tell you, man, Bobby Petrino prepared me for the National Football League. He prepared me for life, and he did everything that he told my mom and daddy he was going to do with me while I was at Louisville.
Your former teammate, now the head coach, are they going to get things turned around, you think, Cardinals? They have a guy there that actually wants to be there?
Well, you know, Jeff was the quarterback coach. So
okay.
his brother, Brian.
Brian was your teammate.
The offensive
okay.
coordinator, yeah. So, but I tell people funny stories all the time. Like, I was there, so. Coach Brom, he's a guy that will love on you, but he'll get on you too now. He's not just going to sugarcoat things and not challenge you as a player from a physical standpoint and a mental standpoint. There was times where I watched him get on his brother. Like, and that told me a lot right then, because, you know, a lot of people coach siblings or coach, you know, kids, and you wonder how they're going to be with those people on their roster. I seen firsthand that Jeff Brom was 100% into coaching because he coached his brother hard as hell. And I just think he's going to do wonderful things for the University of Louisville. I'm so happy that he's back in Louisville. And I'm just looking forward to the future, and I can't wait to go up there. I got to talk to him once. I got to talk to him again. My schedule's been crazy.
This is your life moment for me, Harry. Do you remember in 2005 you got one vote in the AP poll to be number one in the country? Louisville.
Yep.
Yeah, that was me.
But see, and also you're smart too. See, that's why this is gonna work. See, two smart people. That see, the other Joe, you still got to prove yourself, my man.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fair. I'm still doing
perfect.
Now, Giglio's upset at me because I got upset at all the officiating talk to start the show and the I don't know.
Hey, Trev Alberts that year and Colin Cowherd had me on their radio shows to yell at me. I knew I was doing something right when Trev Alberts got mad at me, okay?
Exactly.
Harry Douglas, ESPN, ESPN Radio. Hey, man, I appreciate it. I know all the coverage on ESPN Radio is going to be going strong with Super Bowl Radio Row and everything else. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you, bud.
That's the OG. That's Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovius. Yeah, like I was – during the break, I was scrolling Twitter to see if I've seen any breaking news or whatever it is, and I saw this video from another radio show based out of Detroit, and the premise of the show was, you know, do you believe the NFL is rigged, right? Or the fact that Mike Florio at ProFootballTalk.com had tweeted out, like, all caps, rigged, you know, about the officiating, because you were, and that's probably
Mike Florio did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Florio straight up just tweeted out, rigged. Okay. Florio's the one tweeting, just saying, right? And this might come off as crass, but it's to crystallize a point. I find it ironic, amusing, however you want to put it, that last week there were a bunch of NFL people that were clowning idiots, rightfully so, who were convinced that Damar Hamlin was dead and that the Damar Hamlin we saw on television was a clone, where it wasn't actually, it was a lookalike. Because why didn't we ever see his face? You know, all these other kind of weird things, right?
That was a real thing.
That was a real thing.
Okay.
To the point where Kyle Brandt of NFL Network and CBS had Josh Allen on and brought it up to him. Like, hey, by the way, are you familiar with this conspiracy theory that Damar Hamlin actually died on Monday Night Football and the NFL is trying to save face and they've brought out, like, the Paul McCartney clone? Okay, that's a deep cut for our older audience that remembers that Paul McCartney is the only one without shoes on Abbey Road. What does it mean? If you play this album backwards, it says Paul is dead. All right? So I find it amusing that the same people that were like, can you believe these idiots who believe Damar Hamlin's actually dead and that there's a clone that's being trotted out are the same ones that are telling you that the NFL is rigged or that they're dabbling in the story that, hey, I mean, it's good. I mean, clearly they know who they want to win. Look, I say this all the time, and we talked about this last week. Do not confuse incompetence with conspiracy theories, okay? We can point out the incompetence of stuff, but that's not by design. It's just incompetence. If you don't think that the NFL can handle punishments correctly, if they were frozen on what to do with Damar Hamlin's cardiac arrest on Monday Night Football, if we all admit that they get things wrong all the time, they're idiots, then what makes you think that they can actually rig the results of a contest? They suck at all this, but they're really good at keeping the conspiracy of who should win a secret. Come on, y'all. Let's think about this. Anyway, it's the OG. Alongside Joe Giglio, I'm Joe Ovies. Let's take a quick break, get back to the NFL, and put some respect on Patrick Mahomes' name next.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Oftentimes you'll hear me say, y'all want it spicy, and then complain when it's too spicy. And that's kind of what we got out of specifically the Cincinnati-Kansas City game. You know, we all sit here and we praise Cincinnati for having this chip on their shoulder. And, oh, it's Joe Burrow. He's Joe Cool. I'm like, how can you not like this guy? And I love Joe Burrow. Don't get me wrong. But I found it interesting that there's been pushback on the Kansas City Chiefs for creating a narrative that doesn't exist, as if the Cincinnati Bengals didn't do the same thing as a team that's beaten the Chiefs three times in a row going into last night's game. Regardless, here's Travis Kelce dissing on the Cincinnati mayor after the win last night.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
Was that from Raw? Was that from SmackDown? What was that? Love Travis Kelce. And then there was a video of Kansas City players trolling Eli Apple, who, by the way, when Eli Apple's not getting toasted on the football field, they roast his ass on social media. But here are some Kansas City players doing that exact thing.
Eli Apple, I'm going to smoke one for you.
I'm going to go loud.
Eli Apple.
Hey,
Eli.
Johnny
B.
Burrowhead.
Hey. We're going to smoke one for y'all.
Burrowhead. So yeah, look, they used that to their advantage, and they came back, you know, they and they won the game. But here's the thing, Giulio, and here's the thing that I'm really confused by when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. There absolutely was a storyline going into this season that Patrick Mahomes wasn't the best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, what he would look like without Tariq Hill. Yes.
What did he do?
Had an outstanding season.
Yeah. MVP season. Wouldn't you say? Or are you just not going to budge on this because Patrick Mahomes stuck it to you this regular season?
I think it depends on if Hurts had not been hurt. I think he probably was the MVP for the Eagles.
Okay.
Honestly, yesterday, I thought yesterday was about Kansas City's defensive front.
Yeah.
Honest to goodness.
But it also was about Patrick Mahomes making some crazy throws, too, with a high ankle sprain, including one to
Marquez Valdez Scantling. Listen, Patrick Mahomes has put himself in position to be an all-timer.
Yeah.
All right? In my opinion, the Chiefs made a mistake in not paying Tariq Hill.
Because
when you have a hammer, you keep a hammer. Because what are you playing for? What are you playing for?
Yeah, you're playing to win.
If you're gonna have a generational talent, why wouldn't you pay? That's just my opinion. Okay? They have proven now that they can get to the Super Bowl without Tariq Hill. They still haven't proven that they can win the Super Bowl without Tariq Hill, so we'll see what they do against the Eagles.
Well, health might come into play in their game against the Eagles. Just like you talked about Jalen Hurts and his hurt and him being hurt and how that affects.
Well, getting Dallas Goedert back was huge for Hurts.
Now, I'm not saying that these guys aren't going to play when it comes to the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl, but I do wonder just how much of – it's one thing to power through and get it in one game against the Cincinnati Bengals. It's another – against a fully healthy Philadelphia Eagles team in the Super Bowl. Anyway, I'll say this about Patrick Mahomes, and we tend to do this every so often with the greats. We're always looking for the next thing. So in the case of Patrick Mahomes, it's almost like we take it for granted what he's able to do. Like, oh, okay, oh, look at that. He did another, you know, off the wrong foot, zipped it through several hands to get it right in the breadbasket of a wide receiver in the end zone, ho-hum, right? And then we're constantly looking for somebody else to supplant that person. We did it with Joe Burrow. We did it with Josh Allen. Josh Allen kind of reverted back to bad Josh Allen or turnover-prone Josh Allen. And Joe Burrow might be the guy that they go toe-to-toe with. Best case scenario here is that we end up getting some sort of Brady Manning-esque back and forth between Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes the rest of the way.
But they really weren't back and forth. Manning and Brady.
Thank you. That's kind of how it ends up playing out. But that's how it's going to be positioned. If that's the case, that's great for the NFL, by the way. I'm simply saying from a storyline perspective, having the next set of guys step up is fantastic for the league and fantastic for us, okay? That being said,
particularly when we don't have to talk about Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers anymore, although you and I both agree we think Tom Brady is going to end up at the 49ers next year.
Well, based on what happened with the San Francisco 49ers, I think the decision was ultimately made for Kyle Shanahan and the Niners in that loss. That maybe we rode the Brock Purdy thing as far as we could take it, and now it's time to go out and get Tom Brady.
And you would have a bunch of cap room.
You would. I think having that blow up in their face like that, and it's no knock on Brock Purdy, man. It was a freak thing that happened with his shoulder. But having been reduced to your fourth quarterback of the year, Kyle Shanahan's genius can only go so far.
Yeah. I mean, that game was over in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, well, honestly, the fact that it was still competitive going into halftime because of some run plays and Christian McCaffrey's touchdown was amazing to me. But we knew how that was going to keep going in the second half because San Francisco's defense was going to be in a constant position to weather the storm, and eventually it was going to break, and that's ultimately what happened. But I'm with you. I do think that some things were ultimately decided with Brock Purdy's injury and that they would pursue Tom Brady.
Because, again, why wouldn't you? If you're trying to win, go try to win.
Yeah.
That's the mentality that I just don't understand from these teams.
The question is, who do you think gives you a better chance to win next season? Another year of Jimmy Garoppolo or the carcass of Tom Brady, who is eventually having things catch up to him? I think it's a legitimate question.
I do, but I also, heck, you put Tom Brady with Deebo and Christian McCaffrey.
Amen.
And Kittle.
and Ayuk, and you know someone else is going to come out of the woodworks and want to come play with them too.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
So plus with Shanahan, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Plus you still have Purdy under contract. It's not like he's going anywhere.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.